السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. ہم ایک شکر اور اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے دیجیے وزر توفیق تو ریمبر اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ وین اے پرسن ریمبرز ہیم دین اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ریمبرز ہیم. Now there is a whole explanation of what this remembrance means and how does Allah Ta'ala remember him, because there is no question of Allah Ta'ala forgetting anybody. Allah Ta'ala does not forget us even if we forget Allah Ta'ala. Therefore in the Quran Sharif and in the Hadith of Nabi Alayhi Salat was done, many many places we are reminded of the great rahmat and the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the doors of Tawbah being open so that we may return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So many places. So a week or two ago we were discussing this beautiful munajat in poetry form of my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Ahmad Akhtar Sahab Zahmat Barakatuhum, and we could not go beyond the first couplet in the explanation that took place. I was making dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that put some mazmoon into my mind which may be beneficial for myself and for the others tonight. And since this is the last Monday night majlis, if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wills, then inshallah the next Monday night, if Allah Ta'ala wills, then it should be in Madina Sharif. But make dua, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, make these journeys with ikhlas. Journeys to Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, I was not in the habit of announcing. I used to go very quietly. But these days, because we have programs and then people want to know whether there is a program or no program or where did Maulana go, so therefore we announce it. But I have made very clear also in the past and I repeat tonight, that alhamdulillah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan, that I am not involved in any group tours. I don't have any agency business. Some people phone and they ask, where must we hand our passport in, where must we book, who must we book through, which hotel must we stay. So I tell them clearly, this is my program, inshallah. You can book wherever you want, eat whatever you wish to, and stay wherever your heart desires. The programs that we will have there, you can attend. So all this talk about Maulana's group, so there's no Maulana's group. I'm clarifying this because it creates a lot of misconceptions. Whoever is with is part of the group, but it's not an organized group tour. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must take us there with ikhlas. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must create the conditions for our permanent settling in Madina Sharif. Death in Madina Sharif and burial in Madina Sharif. That is the heart's desire. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. There is no other desire left. Of course, until we live, we have to carry on with the activities of life. We have to eat, we have to drink. People will marry, they will run their businesses, they will do everything. the desire must be that our hearts must be with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala under all conditions. And the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be engraved on our hearts. It must be deep rooted in our hearts. The ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they go together. There is no love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala without the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and without the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I mentioned in the Thursday night Zikr Majlis, that throughout the world, so many programs were held in this month of Rabiul Awwal that went past. Programs everywhere. So much was spoken on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when it comes to the maidan of amal, when it comes to the field of amal and practice, so then each and every one of us, we know that how much of negligence there is, how much of indifference, how much of ghaflat. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. Jo ghaflat mein guzre wo kya zindagi hai, jo ghaflat mein guzri wo kya zindagi hai. جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے, وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. Only that part of my life is real life. To consider that part, or that part of my life is to be considered life, which I spent, O Allah, in your remembrance, in obedience to you, in worshipping you, in following your commands, your laws, your ahkam, that life in which I was conscious of the fact that you are watching, you are all seeing, all hearing, all knowing, that was life. And that life of mine which was in sins, in vices, in evil, in idle gossip, in ghibat, in backbiting, in carrying tales, in speaking lies, in missing my salat, in missing my fast, or not paying my zakat properly, or not undertaking the hajj when it had become farz, or oppressing or suppressing or tyrannizing, or behaving in an inappropriate manner within the home or outside the home. All that was not life. Wo jeena nahi balki sharmindagi hai. Is nothing but sharmindagi. It is going to bring embarrassment. It is going to bring shame and disgrace. And in the hereafter is hereafter. In the qabr is qabr. But recently we know how much of embarrassment and disgrace and shame it brings upon people if they are suddenly caught in such kind of ghaflat and negligence and life of sin and vice, that it becomes extremely difficult for those people sometimes to even raise their heads after that in public. They are haunted lifelong. So these are days of holidays that are coming now. There's going to be plenty of entertainment and plenty of attractions in different places. The newspapers, the media, whether it is electronic or printed, everywhere there will be invitation to these places of sin and vice. Nafs and shaitan will say, what does it matter? We are just going to watch some kind of volleyball on the beachfront. Or football on the beachfront. Once again I repeat that nobody said that it is haram to enjoy the waves of the ocean or to have a swim in the ocean. But when there are fitnas there of an extreme nature, and our iman and our yaqeen and our taqwa is not of that level, so then what is this? As soon as the person lands Durban, or those people who are in Durban, as soon as it is holiday time, and straight head there and sit in the midst of all that nudity and shamelessness and behayai and immodesty and obscenity. Is that befitting those people who are in the masajid, those people who are in khanqahs, those people who are in madaris, those people who are students of deen, those people who are from the majalis of zikr? From a distance, watch the waves of the ocean, or go far away from those fitnas. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given a coast right from here, and it carries on for miles and miles and miles. Drive a little further, go to places where there's no fitnas or very little, and then sit in such places where you don't observe and see all the nudity and shamelessness in front of you. Nobody says it's haram. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ni'mats, if a person enjoys within the parameters of sharia and makes shukr over it, then it even brings sawab. I for one really, really enjoy the waves of the ocean. But it must be from a distance and you watch the waves. It brings some kind of tranquility into the heart when you link it up with that beautiful poetry.
Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal, nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere bahare gham ka kinara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai, samandar ka sahil pahadon ka daman, samandar ka sahil पहाड़ों का दामन, बजुज आह के कुछ हमारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई हमारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई सहारा नहीं है.
Therefore many of the awliya used to make the zikr on the riverside, or where the waves of the ocean were flowing. Because when they used to watch the waves of the ocean flowing and engage themselves in zikrullah, then just as the waves of the ocean do not stop, they go on and on and on. Like that in their hearts, the waves of the muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go on and on and on.
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de.
So this is what we are discussing a week or two ago, and we get back to it.
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de.
I explain this in some detail, but wherever my mind is going to go now, with the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are going to discuss. Whether it's a repeat or not a repeat is not important. What is important is the message. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, His ihsan upon us is unlimited. Whoever engages in any kind of sin or disobedience, the person uses some ni'mat and some bounty of Allah ta'ala, irrespective of what that disobedience is. The person uses a ni'mat, a bounty of Allah ta'ala. Can anybody commit any sin? Or can anybody engage in any disobedience? Whether it is casting lustful gazes, or whether it is listening to the music, or whether it is engaging in adultery or fornication, or whether it is backbiting, or speaking lies with, or uttering other false statements with the tongue, or whether the person is pulling the trigger without justification on some innocent person, or the person is driving to some place of haram entertainment, whether it is a cinema or a theater, or whether it is a gambling den, or whether it's a disco, whether this person is on earth or is in the skies in the aeroplane, wherever he is committing a sin, this person is using some ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Can a person who is blind cast lustful glances? Can a person who is deaf listen to music and enjoy it? And the person who is dumb, does he engage in a lot of backbiting and gossip? The person who has no hands, then can he engage in those sins that are associated with the hands? And the person who has no feet? So like that, every part of the body that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given, the person who hasn't got hands, he will be engaging in sins where he's using his feet. The person who hasn't got sight, he will be using the ears to listen to haram. The person who is dumb, he may be engaged in other kinds of sins. So we are using some ni'mat, some bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala whenever we are disobeying Allah ta'ala. Now who is the giver of those bounties and ni'mats? It is Allah ta'ala. Nobody's father or mother gave him those ni'mats. No parents made the eyes in the mother's stomach. No parents joined all the parts of the body. Nobody gave them aqal and intelligence. Everything came with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazl and ihsan. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ihsan unlimited. But his powers are also unlimited. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can destroy just with his hukum of kun fayakun. What are we proud about? What are we arrogant for? Why are we believing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after creating us, has gone to sleep, na'uzubillah, and is not aware of our disobedience? We have become mustahiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ghazab and anger, and that is what he says here. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko amana de. In other words, ourselves. If we have to look at our lifestyles, and if we have to look at our actions and our deeds and our dancing and jumping and performances everywhere, then we have made ourselves mustahiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ghazab and anger. That means we have made ourselves deserving. Mustahiq means deserving, and ghazab means anger. That if we have to look at our lifestyles, then we have made ourselves deserving of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wrath and his anger. Just as the awliya-i kiram, the pious and the righteous people, they, through their piety and through their taqwa, they become deserving of the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala and the bounties of Allah ta'ala. Now we listen, but we don't get the himmat and the courage to obey Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no matter how many times we go Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, and we may brag about it too. But the thing is, the tawfiq of amal. If we have to look at our actions upon our return, or whilst even while we are there, how many will be clean shaven, how many will not have their beards one fist length, and they will say that this is immaterial. These are trivial things. Pants above the ankle, what difference does it make if it's below the ankle? Now these are just two issues, but besides that, all the other things that go with it. How many are watching TV, is there, movies, is there? listening to music there. How many people on their cell phones, they have those musical tones even in Makkah, Madina Sharif. And then they carry on that cell phone the numbers of all those illicit beloveds of theirs, 4102, whoever they are. And all those filthy pictures and photographs which they have downloaded, so many of them, they do not even get the tawfiq of removing those filthy pictures from their cell phones while they are right there in Madina Sharif and Makkah Sharif. So have we not made ourselves then mustahiq of the ghazab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Have we not made ourselves deserving of the anger and the wrath of Allah ta'ala? So on the one hand, that is our lifestyle. And that is what we have made ourselves deserving of. But then it is our Allah. That, oh my banda, no matter how far you may have gone, but do not ever think that I cannot wash away your sins, and I cannot forgive you, and I cannot send down the rains of mercy and rahmat upon you. All that I need from you and require from you is sincere repentance, tawbah, sincere istighfar. Turn towards me. Make the himmat. Throw out of your life all that which is causing the corruption and the fitna. Throw it out. Become like a lion instead of remaining like a fox all our lives. Build up the himmat of lions against our nafs and shaitan. And ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to pull us and draw us towards him with his power of jazm. Allah ta'ala is very merciful, very forgiving. Allah ta'ala dearly loves forgiveness. But we have made tawbah a means, or we have considered tawbah to be something on which we depend for the commission of sins, that we must continue with sins and then make tawbah. That means the mockery of tawbah, that we don't want to give up the sins, but we say we're making istighfar and tawbah. So therefore he says, Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. We should never ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala according to our capacity. We should ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala according to his shan. So we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, we are not asking on the strength of our amal and our actions and our deeds. We all know where we are and what is our condition and what is the condition of our hearts. But my beloved Allah, we are asking you on the strength of your being. Rahim and Kareem. Kareem is one who gives even to those who are not deserving. So we know we are not deserving of your ihsan and of your favors and your bounties. We know that we are deserving of your ghazab and your anger. But my beloved Allah, you are Kareem. So therefore we are asking you that is your shan of being Kareem and Rahim. So dono jahan de, give us the best of this world and the best of the akhirat. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. So we ask Allah Ta'ala for dono jahan. And we say, oh Allah, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. We know that we are mustahiq of your ghazab, deserving of your anger. But give us protection, give us security, give us aman. Where else are we going to seek aman and security except by you, my Allah? If you remove that aman, if you remove that aman, if you remove that security and that protection, then we will be completely destroyed. If a person is in a car and he has locked the doors and closed the windows, and now he's driving through the Kruger National Park. So we say this person got some kind of aman that is inside. The car is locked. The doors are locked. The windows are locked. But if somebody pushes him out of the car and drives away, now has he got any aman? Now any lion will make him samosa for breakfast. Or if it already had breakfast, then it will be his lunch. So aman, we got our buildings, burglar guards and other kinds of security equipment, and we feel that there's aman inside. Yet we know that it is of no real worth these days. But if that protection is taken away, which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants, so then there will be nothing but destruction. Then that person's aqal will not work right. He will try to do things, it will not work right. Every way he will find a barrier. Every way he will be hitting a wall. And everywhere this person will be saying, I don't know what is happening in my life. I don't know what is happening in my life. I feel like taking my life. I have lost all hope in Allah Ta'ala. He is the one who has disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. And he is losing hope in Allah Ta'ala. So then they will run from person to person for ta'weez, ta'weez, ta'weez. As if to say, now that is such a powerful weapon, the ta'weez. That the bala and the difficulties and the azab of Allah Ta'ala now will be warded off. So tie one ta'weez on the right hand and one on the left and one round the neck and a few stick them on the body and put two, three under the hat. Then finish. Azab of Allah can never come into that house. Now you can watch porn, you can listen to music, then commit adultery, fornication, go to casino, disco, engage in all kinds of haram. No azab of Allah Ta'ala can now ever come into that house. Because Mawlana has got powerful ta'weezes. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must give us an understanding that the ta'weez also works when we are obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Then that name of Allah which is written in that ta'weez, it is the effect of that name or that ayat of the Quran Sharif. But it goes together with namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, with honesty, truthfulness, fulfillment of rights and everything else. Then if it is an azab, it will go away. Then if it is an azab, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will take it away because the person has turned towards Allah Ta'ala and is obedient to Allah Ta'ala. And if it is a test and a trial for that person, then Allah Ta'ala will give him even in that state a kind of sukoon in his heart. He will enjoy some kind of sukoon which we cannot explain. So we say, how can the person be still having some kind of sukoon when so much of trials and difficulties? So that I've explained so many times. When the person takes his child or takes his wife or his parents or himself, he goes for operation. Now at that time he knows that there's going to be slicing, there's going to be cutting and chipping and chopping. But at the same time this person is happy that let him do whatever he has to do because I know I will get cure from this ailment. So on the one hand there's pain and suffering and there's cutting and slicing, but this person is also enjoying some kind of happiness that now I will get cured from the stones in my kidneys or from the tumor in the brain or from the other kind of problems that I'm suffering. And he will even ask the doctor, how much must I give you? He will even pay fees for it. So both things are there. So like that, if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is sending it as a test and a trial, there will be some sukoon with it. And if it is an azab, it will make him turn towards Allah Ta'ala even more and Allah will forgive his sins. So, Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. We have to keep on asking Allah Ta'ala for aman and for protection. Allah Ta'ala dearly loves when we explain to Allah Ta'ala or when we keep on expressing our helplessness and weakness and shortcomings and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. He dearly loves that. He does not want us to show our strength. Allah Ta'ala loves when we show our weakness and we ask Allah Ta'ala for protection. Therefore, as Dr. Abdul Hayy Sahab Rahmatullah has that beautiful prescription which we discussed at length, that for every person it is simple. And he said that Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Sahab Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi Mujaddid Millat gave it to him. And then they passed it on to others and we passing it on to you. And it is the same thing which we have been explaining in detail in bayans and waaz and nasihat. But they condensed it and gave it to us like a prescription. Like how a doctor does not write one lengthy speech when he's prescribing medication. They say we must have four things we have to do. And simple, basic, practical, doesn't cost anything. One is that we must make shukr, increase shukr over everything. All these ni'mats and bounties that Allah Ta'ala has given, increase our shukr over it. our sight, our hearing, our speech, our hands, our feet, our heart, our mind, our liver, our lungs and everything. Make shukr of all that Allah Ta'ala has given, the life that He has given. Make plenty of shukr over the home that we are living in. Shukr over the transport that we use. Shukr over every ni'mat. If we reach our office safely, if we don't get caught up in traffic, if we don't get caught up in rain and storm, make shukr. One day we were returning from Port Shepstone, and on the way there was very heavy rain and storm. And there were so many people who had just come out from their offices and from the laborers who finished their work. And people came out from the industries and factories, whatever must have been there. Now they all lined up on the side of the road waiting for the buses or taxis. And they caught up in that storm. And we are driving past comfortably in a car. I said, it's not going to be possible for us to put all these people in the car. But at least that much we can say, Ya Allah, how much of ihsan of yours upon us weak ones, that in this rain and in this storm you gave us protection. We are driving comfortably in a car. My beloved Allah, for all these people who are standing in the rain and getting wet and they are caught in the storm, show favor upon them also. And remove these conditions of storm and rain so that they may be able to reach home safely. That much we can do. Where is that human sympathy that we talk about? So shukr in abundance. And if the conditions are not favorable, then sabr. Make use of the means that Allah Ta'ala has created, but then make tafweez. Hand over all matters to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That we did what had to be done. Now, O Allah, we leave everything in your hands. Then if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes a decision, whatever the decision Allah Ta'ala makes, then we must be happy and pleased with it. Because different kinds of conditions will come, but they all will be either shukr or sabr will be required. And I've explained that so many times in great detail. Then make plenty of istighfar. Because we are all the time doing something that is wrong. So keep on making istighfar and tawbah. And keep seeking protection in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Keep asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from all the different kinds of harm. Ask Allah Ta'ala for protection from His ghazab and from His anger. Because that is even worse than the azab of Jahannam.
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de, aur apne fazl se mujhe sidqe lisan de, اور اپنے فضل سے مجھے صدق لسان دے اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے
اور اپنے فضل سے مجھے صدق لسان دے یا اللہ with your fazl and your kindness give me sadaqat in my lisan in my speech. We all have said the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now there must be sadaqat in that. When we said that we believe in none but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as our ma'bud, as our maqsood, as our masjood. If we say there's no one else we worship none but Allah. Allah Ta'ala is our khaliq, Allah Ta'ala is our creator, He is our sustainer. There is no ilah besides Allah. So when we are saying that, now that is with the tongue we said it. But what about sadaqat in that now? Sadaqat has to come, truthfulness. That are we saying it sincerely? When we say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then is there sadaqat in that? If we are saying it truly, sincerely and deep-heartedly, and there's sadaqat in it, so then it will have an effect, it will have an impact, it will have some kind of change that it will may bring in the person's life. this person now will be very different, the person who got sadaqat. So it's not only the speaking the truth, but it is sadaqat in every respect. Like the subject, the whole subject is ours. But this much we all know, that the tongue is something with which you can either speak lie or you can say the truth. Both things can be said. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He knows whether we are speaking lies or speaking the truth. So that sadaqat in our lives, sometimes our external life is projecting piety and taqwa. Now if you look at me now, white topi, white kurta, white socks. The beard was turning white too, but I put some mehndi, so that young friends also feel comfortable. Otherwise they'll say, no, you're old man. So they feel comfortable to talk. But now that is zahir. Now is there sadaqat? Is the batin also like what our zahir is? Or are we like what Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, ay nayi roshni tera muh ho kala, andar se andhera hai bahar ujala. O modern day civilization, may you be doomed. Outside there's nothing but glitter and shine and brightness, and inside there's nothing but darkness. So what is the condition of our batin? So sadaqat is required. Apne fazl se mujhe sidqe lisan de, and honesty and truthfulness. Aur apni muhabbat ki bhi ek khas nishan de. Then the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to come into the heart. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat and love will come into the heart, then we will want to behave as is pleasing to our Allah ta'ala. When the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to come into the heart, then we will want to act upon the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Naqshe qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. We will want to practice that. We'll bring akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then into our lives. Then as they say, unke kirdar se, unke guftar se, unke raftar se, from everything, that person's talk, that person's walk, that person's association with people, that person's large-heartedness, that person's forgiveness, that person's honesty, that person's truthfulness, all these things will then display that muhabbat that has come into the heart. We will find that this person is different from the masses that are out there. They'll be ordinary people like us. They will have the same two hands, two feet, two ears, and a head. But when we look at them, then we will say that this person, we can sense, we can get the fragrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat. They will not be able to hide that fragrance. They will not be like us who pretend, I can learn a nice good bayan and I give it to you as I'm giving now. And there can be nothing in it but pretense. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must protect me too, protect you too, and protect the ummah also. From his azab, from his ghazab, from his anger. The mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko amana de. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must bless us with sidqe lisan. Sidqe lisan, we must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we must ask for sadaqat in every aspect of our lives. When we get sadaqat, then the noor will come into our hearts. Lies, dishonesty, now these things that cause the noor to vanish from the heart. Sidqe lisan again. And ask Allah Ta'ala to give us a khas shan of His muhabbat also. Har waqt, wherever we are, we have taqwa in our hearts. This is what is required during this holiday time and all other times. I conclude, jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun,
میرا تقویٰ ہمیشہ سلامت رہے.
Wherever I may be on the earth, on the ground, high up in the air, in the aeroplane, my taqwa must remain salamat. If not, then the person will cry at the multazam. He will shed tears upon tears in Arafat and Mina and Muzdalifa. The person will stand at the Roza Mubarak and tears will roll down his cheeks. And then he was just board the flight and he's staring and casting lustful glances at the hostesses. And then he's dragging, if he has had the opportunity of sitting somewhere in the back and talking to those hostesses for a number of minutes and hours, they drag over. So many Haji Sahib, they've lost their Iman also sometimes. So then what is the benefit of those kind of Umrahs and Hajj upon Hajj? Because we become mustahik of the ghazab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with those cursed glances. Person needs something, ask, but we have to stare in the face and keep on gossiping unnecessarily. If there is something necessary, so we talk and ask. So, jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, mera taqwa hamesha salamat hai. And when we'll have our taqwa salamat, then everything will be salamat. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہاں دے, یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہاں دے, جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Which part of our life has been spent, my beloved Allah, in sincere ibadat, zikr and tilawat? All our life has gone down the drain in obedience of our nafs and shaitan. Nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs or shaitan, دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا, میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری مدد. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں, گوبت کردار و نام سیاہ, تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sinners who turn towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us all with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless our wives, our children, our family members, and the ummah of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with the best of dunya and akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, whether in hospitals, clinics, homes, or amongst us. My beloved Allah, we all are sick and ailing. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Cure us of all our ailments, sicknesses, and diseases. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have become disobedient, gone on to drinks and drugs, and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Make our children the coolness of the wise. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Make us yours with your power of jazm, O Allah. We have tried, but we failed. Ya Allah, make us yours with your power of jazm. Pull us towards you with your power of jazm. Change the condition of our hearts. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from all the fitnas that are lashing at us from all sides. My beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouths, a bottle of wine in the hand, or watching some filth on the television screen or porn sites on the internet, or filthy magazine in our hands. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. Ya Allah, jaise hamara zahir aapne durust karwaya, make our batin also that which is shining and bright. Make our hearts also filled with your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, jab marne ka waqt aaye, to take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai gulzare Madina ab watan hota, wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare Quds mein hoti, wahi jeeta wahi marta, wahi ghoro kafan hota. Oh Allah, it is not muqaddar in this dream day, wherever it may be, bless us with the death of barakah. A death that you are pleased with us. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabli wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Hone wale istimaat ko qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanaka ko qubool farma. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection from us. And the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Wa barik wa sallam. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, rahmati ya arhamar rahim.